cliffs, cows, castles, cars, and Liz Kanor to be read in a booming and masculine Catherine voice. We set off Saturday for the Cliffs of Moher by bus hour and in the wee hours of the morning, 9:25 a.m. An hour and 45 minutes later, we stepped off the bus. Catherine feeling a bit ill from the bumpy bus ride, and Mark ready for danger. Of course, it was raining. We escaped to the visitor center to peruse the wonders of the gift shop, sampling flavored pretzels and cheese. From there, we headed back out in the rain and went to see the magnificent cliffs. Our pictures consisted of fog and rain with a bit of cliffs on the side. Not so exciting. Back to the visitor center, we went for a lunch break of crunchy peanut butter and bread sandwiches. Chip-packed lunch. Oh no! The next bus was leaving shortly. Do we stay in the rain or leave with our less than perfect pictures? Being the tough backpackers that we are, we most certainly stayed. Just then, the fog lifted and the rain ceased, and out of the clouds appeared the Cliffs of Moher. Snap, snap, snap went the cameras. We captured it all amidst the lurking danger of falling. 2 hours down, 4 to go until the next bus. What now? More pictures or walk somewhere? Without a car, our choices were limited. 5 miles north was the village of Doolin, or a few miles south was the village of Liz Kanor. We could see Liz Kanor from the cliffs, so we ventured along the winding roads of semi-remote Ireland. We passed backpackers, cows, old men, cows, a weird tomb, grass, cows, and castles. 2 stinking hours later, we were still walking through rain and mud. Rain and mud we traveled, near cars, buses, bicycles, and cows. Finally, we came to a large rock saying, Liz Kanor Rock Shop. We saw geodes, shark teeth, elephant bones, mood rings, and peach chains. After 30 minutes of looking around, we left only to walk some more. Almost there, Mark said. You're right. After 2 hours of grueling downhill walking, we reached the Atlantic Ocean outside of Liz Kanor. We ravaged Mark's backpack for anything edible. We could choose fiber in the form of cereal. Fiber in the form of milk and cereal bar. Or fiber in the form of one slice of bread. The bread slice. We split the bread and the 7-Up. Re-energized, we set off to find the castle in the distance. After getting to the castle and seeing it inhabited by cows, we took small pictures and took the bus home.